This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is, O you who hope the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is a way of life that teaches us values, values that are so important, values that bring hearts together, values that can actually benefit us big time. And one such value, my beloved brothers and sisters, is highlighted in today's khutbah, and that is forgiveness. And forgiveness has two aspects in Islam. Forgiveness that we seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something which is really, really important, especially and particularly in this beautiful month of Sha'ban. We need to actually constantly seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and preferably that we fast and seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can actually be forgiven in this beautiful month of Sha'ban. The other aspect, which is with relation to all the people around, forgiving others is something that is closer to taqwa, as Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says in the Quran, to forgive is nearer to piety, taqwa. And subhanAllah, what that means is, when we forgive others, we actually gain taqwa. Those who have taqwa of Allah, those who are conscious of Allah, those who are mindful of Allah, who knows the benefits of forgiving others, they actually forgive others. Forgiving others is something which is so important and so much needed in our lives, my beloved brothers and sisters, that we cannot, enumerate the blessings of forgiving others that we can get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgiving others is something that, number one, benefits you. Yes, when you forgive others, it actually benefits you. Because when you hold grudges, when you hold enmity, when you have hatred of others, you are the first victim who will be impacted negatively. Therefore, it is imperative that we should actually forgive others. You know, Sheikh Zayed, rahimahullah, he said something beautiful. He said, forgiveness is obligatory. When Allah, the Creator, when He forgives others, who are we not to forgive others? Subhanallah. What that means is, we do so many sins, we disobey Allah Rabbul Izzah, yet Allah Almighty is always ready to forgive to those who repent sincerely. We should also forgive others. Allah Almighty says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nur, Allah Almighty, He says, forgive, overlook their faults. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? Subhanallah. If we want Allah to forgive us, we need to forgive others. Imagine how many homes have been destroyed, how many families have been separated because they don't have the quality of forgiveness. How many relations have been broken? Why? Because they don't have the quality of forgiveness. Uphold forgiveness, my beloved brothers and sisters. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us the good news that those who forgive others, even if they are right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a palace in the surroundings of Jannah. Subhanallah. How great this virtue of forgiveness is, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let us uphold this beautiful quality of forgiving others in our lives on a daily basis. Because a believer, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a believer is such that he will not shun his brother for more than 3 nights, which means we should take proactive steps to ensure that we mentize with our own family members, with our own relatives, with friends and with others. Let's be free from hatred, evil and wrong thinking about others. Let us uphold positive thinking about others so that you can feel positive and you can actually live positively. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this beautiful quality of forgiveness, forgiving others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can be successful in this world and happy in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah Almighty to grant goodness and well-being to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on all the Muslim lands, ease their matters, release their issues, their troubles, their hardships, and give them relief. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.